Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Can something be a bad idea and a good idea at the same time?
You tell me.
Affordability is a big deal.
Well, everybody needs help.
Well, look, folks need food to eat. They need a roof over their head. They need medical care.
All the basics.
Anything that helps with that, good thing.
Okay.
But at the same time, when a generation of folks were able to buy homes affordably and they reaped all the benefits that came along with it, now it's kind of your turn to repay the debt other people paid for you.
Okay, so you got to like pay it forward?
Well, I would think so.
Okay,
but
all
this kind of...
But I don't have it.
Well, not my fault.
I'd love to pay it forward.
Yeah? Yeah, but you had all this time to get it.
Yeah, but ahead of the things I had to get.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. New legislation in the state of New York could cut property taxes for seniors more than in half.
Bam.
So the governor signed a bill yesterday, and here's how it works. It will allow local governor. Let me try that again. It will allow local governments who meet certain income eligibility.
So lower income people.
Lower income elderly folks
that qualify?
Live in, certain communities to get up to 65% off the assessed value of their property.
Damn.
So meaning they'd only be paying taxes on 45% of it. Mm-hmm. And the idea, Tommy, is to keep seniors from losing their homes because they can't afford the tax bill. So it will be up to the towns, villages, cities, hamlets, etc., to offer the exception, and they'll determine how much money will allow these folks to qualify.
All right.
So they can kind of like opt out of it or opt in if they want.
This is what it sounds like. Okay. But it was signed yesterday by the governor. It is good to go, and now it is up to all these little municipalities to decide how they will do this and if they want to do this. Is this a good idea, Tommy?
Yeah, but who's picking up the tax bill that these people aren't paying anymore?
That's a good question. We'll get there when we get
there. Okay. All right.
I mean, if this is.
Well, I mean, if they can stay in their home, yeah, it's a good thing because where are they going? I mean, are they going to go on assistance? Because you're going to have to pay for them then.
Yeah, no, you're right there.
I mean, if they're going to go on welfare, subsidized housing.
Sure.
I mean, it's one way or the other, you're going to pay or you're going to put them in the street.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Is this a good idea?
I mean, I guess if it prevents people from potentially losing their homes.
You don't sound passionate about that, Kimmy.
Well, no, I think that there are a lot of people that need that, right? I guess this is the most vulnerable, so yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay.
She doesn't sound really enthusiastic.
Dude, no, she doesn't. No, she
like,
doesn't.
I see her driving by me, homeless, and like the snow splashes in my face.
My question is it going to hurt other people by doing this? And then, I guess, is it worth it if that's the case?
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can something be a great idea and a bad idea at the same time? Because here's the thing. Tommy, to your point. Affordability is very important for the older set.
Yeah.
They have worked their whole lives. Mm. They deserve to have at least a roof over their head that they paid for till the end.
Yeah.
Not to mention, making people go back to work past the age of 70 years old to afford a basic lifestyle is borderline elder abuse. That is terrible. You should have the dignity of the last few years of your life to be able to enjoy yourself just a touch and even enjoy, just survive.
Just to watch Jeopardy. Yeah.
But at the same time,
yeah,
these folks would be getting a break. These folks put their kids through public school. They got parks and other kinds of stuff.
Oh, sure.
Paid for by property taxes that older folks paid before them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't get 65% off their income or property taxes. They benefited from a system they don't have to participate in, at least not to the degree that the folks that came before them did.
Right.
Not to mention.
But it's not everybody. It's going to be the lowest income elderly people.
Yeah,
but
what's elderly? Like what age?
65 and older.
Oh, 65.
Senior
and older.
Citizens.
But they would have to qualify financially.
But that comes that creates a bigger problem.
What's that? Right. Well, not for me.
Well, no, but it does though. It says income.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What if someone has very little income, but a bunch of money they save from years of saving money? Does that count?
I don't know.
Because, like, in theory, you could have people that have a couple of $1 million in the bank.
Oh, they work for the FBI, like my uncle.
But they're only getting Social Security as income.
Right. So can you bury that? But that's show.
It's not income.
Okay, yeah, it's just sitting there.
Oh, nice. No, not nice. Not nice at all. Not nice at all.
Going back to Miami.
All right, look, is it insensitive to ask, like, hey, look, other people paid into this so you could have stuff for your children when you were raising them? Shouldn't you be doing the same thing?
So you're basically saying people could shelter some of their income.
Yes.
And
that's my question.
Stiff
the
system.
It's not even sheltering.
Well,
I mean,
it is.
How
it
always, but it's how it always was. You saved your money. Save your money.
But you're also not putting it out there like I have X amount in the bank still that I could tap as a resource. Mm-hmm. That is kind of sheltering.
All right,
in a way. I'm not. It's legal.
Sure.
But it's still kind of dishonest.
Well, I don't even know if it's dishonest because they didn't ask for this, right? Like, this just showed up. It's not like they were like, hey, you're basing on my income.
But there's a lot of this that goes on.
Man.
So I'll give you a great example of people that have a house here and have a house in Florida.
Okay.
In Florida, you don't pay any state income tax.
Sure.
So what they do is they are from New York. They come up here 6 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. But they claim Florida resident.
Okay.
And they don't pay any state income tax, and they completely stiff the state up here, but they come up here for 6 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. But they don't pay anything into that system. How is that fair? But it's a completely legal thing.
No, I agree.
So you're saying
with
like people, there will be more people like taking advantage that don't necessarily need it than people that actually need it.
There's people with big bank that have two homes that are not going to pay any state taxes up here. They're going to go to Florida for 6 months, pay no income tax, but they'll come up here for 6 months and enjoy the roads, the lights, the bridges, the everything else, and they stiff the state. But that's a legal thing.
Yeah. Phone number is 252-WCMF. You shake the old folks tree, the senior citizens start showing up.
Oh, you're going to get rained on.
Again, new legislation for New York State. The governor just signed it last week. It will allow local governments to give residents who meet certain income eligibility, senior citizens, 65% off the assessed value of their property to pay less in property taxes. And the problem, and it's a legitimate problem, older folks who have paid for their homes can't afford the property tax bills because they're going up so much.
Yeah.
And you want these people in their homes. Like, this is important. We should take care of our older set. That being said, there does seem like a lot of ways to manipulate this.
Oh, sure, there is.
Right? We're kind of screwing us over. Teddy says this isn't far enough.
Oh, really?
He wants to take it further. He's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Listen, the school taxes, I think they should be limited to the people who doesn't have any kid over 65 years old.
Okay, so if you don't have kids in the system, you shouldn't pay school taxes is what you're saying.
That is absolutely correct. Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. You got two kids, right?
Yes.
They go to public school?
Yes.
Who paid for that?
Well, it was me when I was paying taxes.
Well, no, and the older people that were living in your town, right?
Yes.
And you do realize that the older set benefits from an educated population, right? Those kids will eventually go to college, ideally, get a job that will eventually take care of you, offer you a service.
The bridge doesn't fall down.
I mean, we all benefit from public education, whether we have kids or not, Teddy.
Yeah, you're right, but unfortunately... Right, myself right now. I'm 60. I'm going to be 69. Come on, okay?
Nice.
I still have to pay school tax, income tax. I cannot even apply for the, the state benefit for 65 because...
Maybe you should have thought about that before you left Indonesia, buddy.
Shut the hell up, Tommy.
But Teddy, I guess, look, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but what I'm seeing here is there is, I think school taxes is almost half of the tax bill for our property. No,
hey, bro, I never had a kid. And I've been paying taxes since I was 15.
Well, too bad for you, Tom.
So why should I pay any?
But I think what Pat's saying, Teddy, is like when your kids were in school, there were people in their 60s and 70s paying
the taxes,
to make sure your kids had a great, you know, experience.
Education.
And here's the problem too. The it's very sad to see the kid, especially in inner city kid, they can't even read or write English because they
want to pump the brakes on that.
Right, but Teddy, I'm sorry, but
here's the thing. I think it's school here is a joke. The kid doesn't want to go to school. They have to pass them. They don't have to pay everything.
Teddy, going down a slippery old man slope here, man. The bottom line is this, man. People did it for you and your kids.
Yeah.
How do you sit here in a position afterwards now and be like, well, I don't want to do it anymore?
I don't have problem paying my own kid every month if I have to.
But here's the problem. But not everybody can afford to do that, Teddy. I mean, that's what the benefit of a free public education is.
And everybody should pay in. If you want to live here and be a part of this thing, everybody should pay in, man.
Listen, I'm not going to argue about the school system here. It's very sad. The kid is not learning the way it should be.
All right, you're kind of moving goalposts. Right. Teddy, we're not going to agree on this. Doesn't mean we don't love you.
Pay your taxes, buddy.
Pay your damn taxes, Teddy. We're calling the IRS. They're coming for your ass.
I think I'm going to move back.
Teddy, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, Lee, here's what I love about that clip.
What's that?
And you know we love Teddy more than anything in the world, right? Like when his argument gets shot, the goalpost moves.
For sure.
Right? Like, you people paid for your kids. Yeah, but schools now suck. Yeah. Like, kids today don't want to go to school. Not like you and I, when we were jumping out of bed, clamoring.
I can't wait to do Beth today.
Oh, an opportunity for an education. Here's what really bothers me.
What's that?
And that phone call, like, sets it off.
Yeah.
All right? There are going to be people who get this break. 65% off their property taxes over 65, right? And that's all well and good. But some of those people will also have bitched about SNAP benefits and free lunches for kids and discounted college tuition through the state. And this is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, you are getting something based on what you make. You did not earn this. Not to say that you don't deserve it, but you didn't earn it. Like, if you get this benefit, does that change some people's opinion on SNAP benefits, free lunches for kids?
Everybody's against it till it hits you in the face. So my old man, big-time conservative, big-time Nixon guy, and he was for, like, the free enterprise system. Save your money or pay for yourself, you know. Then he had a massive heart attack at 55.
Okay.
And he realized that, you know, insurance was different back in the day, right? He got hit with a whopping bill when he left. Like, he always was ready to have a second heart attack. And he was like, you know, why the state should pick up the tab for this? This is ridiculous. You know, I pay my taxes. Now I'm coming up. Now, all of a sudden, he wants government medicine.
Socialized medicine.
Because he came up short. Because he realized, like, he had been lied to that everything was covered.
So that changed all his opinions on everything else,
no,
right?
No. Just about him and his heart.
All right. So, you know, as we do on this show, or we try to do, right? Yeah. Like, just because, and again, I don't hate this idea. I do think that this is a legitimate problem. I don't want to see people have to work.
No, you don't want to see people in the streets.
Yes, or have to work till they're 85 years old. Right.
There are people that need the help.
They're going to screw up your order.
But is there... is there a better way? Is there another way to do this to make it more affordable for older folks? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, like, you know, Joe brings up, it comes to the property tax discount, same thing happens with first responders, volunteer firefighters, veterans exceptions, et cetera. Other people picking up costs, it's like pushing peas around a plate, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, we need first responders. And the idea of giving money off of property taxes is great, but it's got to come from somewhere.
Right.
So where does it come from? What's another way to raise money in these towns, villages, cities, et cetera, where we can all benefit from?
They got to start making more of these sexy calendars.
That's not the worst idea you've ever had. Those sexy calendars do fly.
Oh, they move, baby.
Except when you put Kimmy's husband and his itty-bitty nipples in it. An uncomfortable size nipple.
Those are some tight nips.
On Kimmy's husband.
But somebody's got to have them in that family.
Matt writes, I agree with Teddy, who said people who don't have kids in the school system shouldn't have to pay. I am being forced to pay for a service that I don't use. So are people who don't have driver's licenses when it comes to roads, right? I mean, think about all the things that a state or a city or a town or a village offers. I have two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pay for a dog license.
Yes, you do, yeah.
I have never taken my dog to
a dog park.
Yeah. Never one time.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I paying for it?
I know.
Whatever. You pay for it and you go about your business, man. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Pam. Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm good. I think you guys are missing one fact.
Okay, what's that?
The tax break is already at 50% for senior citizens and municipalities that choose to adopt it. So this is an increase to 65%.
So how many of these municipalities, Pam? I mean, because so Gates, I know, has this. Right, for people over a certain age, right? So I'm aware of that. That's why the town.
Yeah, buddy of mine's dad lost his house.
Pam, how come we don't hear about this more? Are municipalities just not participating in this? Is that what the issue is?
It could be that some are choosing not to participate, and that's the thing that I like about it is it's putting it back to people caring about who they're electing for local officials.
Okay, that's an interesting point. All right, but let me ask you this, Pam. When it comes to put kids through a system that older folks paid for, and now I'm not going to foot that bill now. Is there hypocrisy in that, or do you feel like this is more important than having to worry about hypocrisy?
Well, there's a difference between property taxes and school taxes, so this is about property taxes.
Sure.
And school taxes are not going to change other than the STAR exemption that's already there.
Teddy ain't paying. He's out.
yep, but the thing is everybody benefits from public education.
Not Teddy.
That means anybody that has kids in school and anybody that doesn't have kids in school. And I'm retired. I'm in my 60s. My husband's getting ready to retire. There is never a day where either one of us will say we don't want to pay school taxes because we need an educated public, and it's pretty clear nowadays that we don't always have that.
Well, you know, it's lucky for Pam.
Oh, she's heading over to the Del Monte Spa today for a little mani-pedi, then a couple of margaritas.
Well, when her husband retires, you don't even need the mani-pedi. Pam, you guys empty nesters?
Yes, we are. Both our kids have gone through college, one with a master's and one with a PhD.
Banging on the couch.
Pam, you know what's coming. He's not going to leave you alone, Pam. He's going to be all over you when he gets home, Pam. Watch out, Pam.
Well, you're getting away from the reason I called with the tax thing.
No, I know, but here's what I'm telling you. You know those mosquito repellents? It looks like a tennis racket, but it's got a little shock on the end of it?
Oh, yeah.
I would get one of those to keep you... Keep your husband away when
husband
you retire.
I need to get one of those.
Pam, you made some great points. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Have a good day.
There goes Pam.
Yeah, we're kind of getting away from the point here.
Hey, guys, we had a lot of fun back there with zapping my husband's penis with a mosquito zapper. But I think we should get back to the property tax. I do find it interesting.
What's that?
How far people fall apart on this issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because, look, here's the thing. When you're talking about straight logic, right? Teddy's idea makes sense if you don't think about it for a little while, right? Like, I get it. There's nothing else. There's very few things in this country that we pay for that we don't use.
Yeah.
Right? Right? But on the other hand, I mean, look, if your kids benefited from something, if your community benefited from something, and she's right, the school taxes are different, but if your kids had a park, if your kids had a functioning government, if all of these things, do they not deserve it? The next people?
Everybody wants it all, but nobody wants to pay for it.
Amen, so brother.
The bill shows up and everybody's pissed off like, oh, this wasn't free.
Do we want to take one more call?
Oh, yeah.
All right, 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about it is an a raise on what property taxes. Let me try this again.
Mm-hmm.
A bill signed by the governor, 65% of the assessed value on somebody's property could be wiped out, having to pay taxes on that. If you are over 65 years old in New York State, it's up to the towns and villages and cities and municipalities.
You
want to
see granny at the curb.
It's all to make sure that older folks can stay in their homes so it doesn't become unaffordable, but that money's got to come from somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And folks that came before these folks were paying for this stuff.
Yeah.
Rita's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Rita, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. This may sound like you're a bit like your previous caller, but... This tax exemption for seniors, it's been going on for a while.
Sure.
I mean, like I say, this is only my second year, but, you know, every year we have to bring our federal tax return.
Wait, you're old?
No, you're old. You're old. What are you olding other people?
No, I'm enjoying
you're the oldest man on the planet.
I didn't realize she was old.
Rita,
he had a very young voice.
He just turned to dust while he was talking, Rita. That just happened.
Thank you. I'm 66.
See what you did?
You're the same age.
She is your age, you old bitch. Not you, Rita. Him. He's an old bitch. You seem like a very nice woman.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right.
But yeah, this is my second year, and every year I have to bring a copy of my federal tax returns to the assessor's office. And even if you don't file federal taxes, you have to bring proof, like if you only get social security.
Sure, sure.
There's something low cut.
So you say there's a process.
They give you a percentage off on your taxes. You don't know what it is till you get a bill.
Okay.
Or you don't get a bill. But
all right.
Yeah, it's nothing really new. So.
Okay. All right, Reid. I do have. I think the more important question, based on Pam who called previously, because it's a similar call. Are you retired also?
Yes, I am.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, you're not married. So you did not have to go out and get a mosquito shocker to keep your retired husband from jumping on top of you?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying, if you meet somebody, something to think about.
All right. That's true.
All right. Rita, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. You go.
Here's the best part of this whole thing.
What's that?
Is that the only people that are going to have to pay for all this are your kids.
I do think about that.
They are going to get stiff with such a whopping bill for all this stuff.
Why aren't people having kids, man? Like, it's so funny. Like, I see these stories. Like, America's not having kids anymore. Yeah, it's the most expensive time to be alive as a person, and it may just get worse. Why would you want it?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I love my kids, but, like, they kind of just showed up.
Yeah. And they're going to get stiffed.
All right, let's take a break. Let's go from
Thank you, Teddy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There is only two ways this ends. With the most improbable Super Bowl run in NFL history, or in an unmitigated disaster. There will be no in between because there are desperate NFL teams that are always looking for quarterbacks. But for this team to try and pull a rabbit out of this hat,
it's impossible.
Elderly, balding rabbit.
Honestly, I thought he was older.
Yeah.
When they said his age, I was like, not as bad as I thought.
Kimmy, I don't think it's the age so much as something else here.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, the Bills take on the Patriots 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Massive AFC playoff implications with this
game. Oh, yeah.
And the Bills, we're all back believing again. There are other teams that are having a rougher time. The Colts, who were at one point the hottest team in the NFL, have lost 3 straight. But worse, they lost their starting quarterback for the rest of the season.
He's gone.
I feel terrible for this guy. Daniel Jones gets out of New York. He is doing fantastic in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
He blows his Achilles last week. What makes it worse, their top 5 pick from 2 years ago, quarterback Anthony Richardson, he is out because he broke his orbital bone in warmups a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was something bizarre like that.
How does that happen?
I know.
And then when Jones goes down, rookie out of Notre Dame, Riley Leonard, he stepped in. He's a late-round pick. It did not go well, and even worse, he hurt his knee, so he may not be able to go on Sunday. So, Tommy, the Colts need a quarterback.
Who you gonna get?
Today,
yep.
The Colts are working out 44-year-old Philip Rivers. Now,
Welcome back, buddy.
Philip Rivers ended his career with the Indianapolis Colts, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Because he was San Diego for a while.
Yeah,
San Diego.
He was there for one season, I think.
Then L.A. Yeah. If I am not mistaken, so Philip Rivers has not thrown a pass since 2020. If I am not mistaken.
He says COVID?
Yes, it was COVID, because if I am not mistaken, the last pass Philip Rivers threw was the COVID wildcard game in Buffalo, the Hail Mary that fell short that pushed the Bills into the second round against the Ravens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he didn't. So he retired in 2021. He didn't play in 2021.
I think so. Could we double check
that? It said he retired in 2021, but I guess I don't know if that means his last game was.
I saw his last pass was in 2020. All right.
Either way, he's old.
Just to illustrate how old Philip Rivers is, 44 years old, he is a legitimate grandfather.
Oh, look at that.
He was in the 2020 AFC Wild Card playoff game on January 9th, 2021.
Against
the Bills. Just made it into 2021.
Okay. Is this insane?
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to work. I mean, apparently you just need somebody back there to get through these games, because he's going to get killed.
Oh, contraire. If they could just go find anybody. They are doing this because they are half a game out of a playoff spot. They could still win their division.
But this guy can't win a game for you.
So the reason, because my initial thought was, why wouldn't they give some other guy sitting on a practice squad a chance, right? Like, you would think they'd have a guy who's like at least been playing and active to this point. But I guess Philip Rivers has been working with Anthony Richardson.
Oh, okay.
So he knows the playbook.
Gotcha.
Which is why it would lead me to believe they're going after him specifically.
He's going to get hurt.
I would imagine.
He's going to get sacked by some mammoth kid, and he's going to be done.
He is super tough. Didn't he play a game with a torn meniscus or ACL or something? Kimmy, can you Google it? Played a playoff game with like an insane
injury. But you're 44,
injury.
Man. Your body reacts differently to pain at that age.
I agree with you. But like the idea that they're just looking for a body, they're not. Like I believe they think that he may have enough magic left where they can do this. Because you're right. You could just I'm sure they have a quarterback on the practice squad right now they could elevate. Yeah. He knows the playbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kimmy, what was the injury he played through?
So he played through a torn ACL and meniscus.
Oh!
That was in 2008.
That was a playoff game, though.
Yes, it was. AFC Championship game.
He played in the AFC Championship game with a torn ACL and meniscus. That puts guys out for a year.
That's years ago, man.
I agree. But I'm just saying, guy's not tough. The guy's tough.
Okay.
He's also a psycho. He's a dick of a trash talker, but he doesn't curse.
He's a very Christian man.
Yeah, super Christian man. Hence, he's got a grandchild at 44.
All right, so he'll be the first starting quarterback.
No.
Grandfather.
No, he will not be.
Oh.
Brett Favre was the first active NFL player to become a grandfather in 2010.
His daughter had a kid young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Mississippi. Yep. Forgot.
But again, he must have been close to 44 at that point.
Yes, probably. Yeah, that was towards the end of his career, right?
Kimmy,
2010.
Can a quarterback be out this long and come back and have an impact?
I would think it's got to be almost possible at that age.
Oh, man, we're already starting the movie right now. Three jackasses sitting around microphone. There's no way you could do it. And it's like a slow, whoever's playing Philip Rivers, pan up on his face.
And it's not like this is something he, planned for. I doubt he's been staying in game shape.
He seems like a guy that has gone out and played a full football game in his mind every day since he retired.
We're going to find out.
Look, it shows you what having a bunch of kids does to a man.
Yeah, he's got a load. Right?
He's got, 12 kids?
12?
Kids? I know he had enough for a full football team.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One woman?
Yeah. He's 10. Married.
He has 10.
Yeah, so with him, they could have a full offense.
7 daughters, 3 sons. His oldest was born in 2002.
Yeah, he wants to get out of that house.
His youngest was born October 2023, so he has
he's got a little
2-year-old.
He has a 21-year gap between his oldest and his youngest.
Yeah.
Bro, how'd you like to be 21 years old and your mother gets pregnant?
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Dad's still banging.
Yeah.
Ah!
And you got a little sibling.
And who says they're done?
Yeah, true.
He's only 44.
Right.
Oh!
That's what she said.
This could be one of those situations. Oh. Well, because he is wait a minute.
Right.
Is his grandchild younger or older than his last child? Check how old Philip Rivers' grandson or granddaughter is. Because, wasn't there one of them weird-ass families that ended up getting in trouble for, terrible stuff that had a reality show where
they
grandkid that was older than their newest child?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah! His grandson is 1.
Damn. Okay. Close.
So,
we're close. So how about that?
He's got an uncle or aunt.
You're going to grow up with uncle or aunt. You're right. All right. I mean, I'll say this, man. It's going to be appointment watching for me if they sign Philip Rivers today. I will watch every game he plays just to see what happens.
You're only going to have to watch one.
Bro, I'm telling you. Look.
I bet you he doesn't play a second game.
I bet you he has it's possible he has 1 or 2 really good games and then falls off if he plays.
Or if he has a really bad game, he's going to go, back's killing me, I got to go.
It's possible. I think he's also the kind of guy that would be like, I just don't want to do this. Like, yeah, I gave it a shot. I look at Philip Rivers as kind of a tragic character.
Oh.
Because he came out in that draft with Ben Roethlisberger, Super Bowl champion, Eli Manning, Super Bowl champion, J.P. Lossman, great hair. Like, you know, they talk about Manning, Roethlisberger, Rivers.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger and Eli both have multiple Super Bowl rings. Philip Rivers never got out of the AFC Championship game.
Like, yeah.
And it wasn't his fault. You know what I mean? Like, that guy played his ass off. Like, you know, love him or hate
him.
Yeah, the guy just, I mean, he was a competitor. And he also had LaDainian Tomlinson and Antonio Gates. How they never made a Super Bowl is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, it would be poetic, and I don't want this to happen, obviously, for the Bills' sake. But, like, if he goes on a run and
finally
they win a ring.
Gets that,
I mean, that,
that
you,
championship.
You win Oscars for writing that movie.
Oh, yeah.
But he never got the big money either, right?
Oh, no, like, he got paid.
Not like what we're seeing now.
No.
Like, he was a great
But for the time he did.
Never got to the Super Bowl. Never got the endorsements.
Oh, he may have gotten the endorsements.
I can't think of anything he's ever endorsed.
Kimmy, can we get a give me a career earnings just on the field for Philip Rivers? Because I think when you have 10 kids, you're doing okay.
Yeah, but divide that by 10. Whatever you got, divided by 10. Not so big.
Well, no. Like, if they're one of these, like, you know, weird religious families, they probably have, like, portioned out meal things.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Go in the basement.
George Hart.
Get the freeze-dried food.
About his total career earnings are about $244 million.
Ah, damn, Philip.
I think he'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.